Hello, this is Lauren speaking.
Hi, Christoph is here as well.
Hi
Hi,
there,
Dave.
David Nelson.
Hello.
Hello, Florian, this is Daniel Stoney.
Hello, nice to have you here.
Can everybody hear me
Hello,
okay?
Sophie. Yeah.
Hi, Sophie. And yes, David,
Hello.
can you hear you?
Hello.
Anyone else?
Yes, this is Olivier speaking.
Hi, Olivier.
Hi, it's Michael.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Michael.
Is everybody hearing me okay?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, good. Cool. Thanks.
Torsten can't make it. He's away, so I'm his deputy.
Okay. So, are we missing anyone? Not aware of. Oh, then I try to collect an agenda and I fear I have to dial in again using my normal phone. Just give me 1 second. It's always the same with Skype. A moment.
I thought I had a very successful experience with the Skype.
Charles is just joining.
Yes. So, now it's better. So, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Then let's do it then.
Yes, yes.
Sorry. So, I tried to work a bit on the agenda. We have lots of items on it, and I tried to give it a little priority, so we can at least deal with those items that are important for today. And the first one is, of course, always the very much welcome question, who is taking notes? Who is volunteering?
Okay, I can do it again. So I think if I take the notes, the good thing is that you all review them just to fix my typos. So.
You make them on purpose. I didn't know that.
Okay.
Thank you, Andre.
Just to be correct, we have on the call Sophie, Olivier, me, Florian, Michael Meeks, Charles has already joined.
Yes, I just connected.
Okay, and then Christopher,
yes,
David.
Yes, read-only mode, more or less.
Okay, and Daniel.
Yes, just a moment, I'll be back.
Perfect. Did I miss anyone? Okay, so... we can start.
Okay, so then let's quickly move to one item that's actually by you, Andre. It's question move past call notes to the steering committee meetings. I guess you're talking about archiving our past calls in a separate wiki page.
Yeah, correct. The wiki page is getting rather huge, so I would like to move the old stuff to another page. Just a question.
I wanted to suggest something similar while editing the wiki pages the last days, so definitely welcome if we have a better archive, maybe sorted by quarter or weeks or something like that would be great, I think.
Okay, I can also do it by quarter, no problem.
I think it makes sense. Quarter, yeah. I'd say let's try with a quarter, and if this doesn't work, let's go for a month, but I think a quarter could be doable. Okay, so then if there are no vetoes, I guess we already have done this action item. It was rather quick.
Yeah.
The next one is a bit more interesting. Actually, I edited it a short update on the 3.3 release. I'm glad we have Michael here. We talked a bit in the marketing meeting yesterday. Maybe you can give some more details on where we stand, Michael. I know we don't have any fixed date at the moment, but maybe just a few words on the 3.2 release status.
Sure. So we've put RC4 out. We don't intend for there to be any changes between that and the final release. But since there weren't really massive changes in RC4 anyway, we don't really anticipate problems. So, you know, just do some basic smoke testing on RC4 and I think we're good.
Okay.
So, yeah. Sadly, we didn't get the icons in, but we're starting to work on 3.3.1 already, and we look forward to having it in there.
Sounds great.
And we also sadly discovered another 10 megabytes or so of stuff we didn't need in the form of bogus icon themes that we bundled by mistake. But it seems a bit late to do anything about that.
Okay, cool. For those interested in yesterday's marketing meeting, we compiled a list of mostly marketing-related things that we should do before the release, and I actually sent it to the marketing and the marketing US list. So those who are keen on some more details and want to provide a helping hand, just have a look at this compilation. It's about website and press release and the like, so a lot of things that we still need to do or that would be welcome to do before the final release. And if you want to help out, have a look at the list.
I will forward it to the language team.
Yeah, thank you.
Because there is some work for them.
Yeah, that's great.
Sure. I guess, at least for me, the website is really important, and also briefing journalists.
Yeah.
Particularly on our competitive advantages. But, yeah. I guess I need to write some emails.
Perfect. I just got an email by Italo. He says he doesn't have the code to speak. Italo, for this call, you do not need a code to speak. Everyone who dials in can speak. So if you unmute yourself, he should hear you, I think. Just got an email from him.
Italo? Hmm. Well, we don't hear you if you're speaking.
Maybe I'm just resending the pin to him. Maybe he isn't in at all. Let me have a look. Okay. So, would be great to have Italo on board, especially for the marketing. Italo is mainly in charge of drafting the press release and giving some information on how to brief journalists, so it would be great to have him on board. Any other comments or questions on the 3.3 release? Might be the last steering committee call you have a chance for before we release, actually. No?
No.
So, an action item we discussed during the last call actually is for Andre and Sophie, talking about the membership committee that we formed. Any one of you would like to say something on this?
Yeah, just a short update. We are currently trying or discussing how we would start the process. So just some internal stuffing, how we would deal with the membership applications, how we want to accept them. I guess we can have a suggestion for the workflow this weekend or early next week. And so we can hopefully start the real process in about 2 weeks, the
okay.
latest.
Brilliant.
That sounds good.
And what is the thinking so far on workflows and blah, blah, blah?
Keep it simple, stupid.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I think it's the most important part of the work is to really to do the review, what the proposed members have been doing, what their contributions are, but the rest of the stuff, like handling the membership and so on, I'm not thinking of defined tools or something like this at the moment. We need some time to start working and to see how it evolves and then move to dedicated tools.
Sounds
it's just for the moment, we are still in discussion.
Suck it and see and keep it simple. Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah. Sounds
cool.
Good. Definitely. Anything else on this item? Sophie, you want to...
Yes. This is Olivier speaking. About the credits that we have in the help page, I think it's a good starting point for the admission of new members.
Mm-hmm. Sure. You mean those in the about box when you go to help about LibreOffice or in the help system itself?
It's the credits that we have in LibreOffice. There is a list of people that worked in the code, in the wikis. I think it's interesting to get it connected to the membership.
Yes, completely.
Yeah.
I think there's some things that are reflected there, like translators are harder to location.
Yeah, at least I think we would use the same tools and measurements as base for consideration of the membership.
Cool.
That makes sense.
Yes, I mean, if someone has 100 commits in the code, is of course a member, a natural member.
Yes. Oh, I should commit a few more. Let me have a look.
Yes. Don't risk the release, Michael.
Yes, but the nice thing is that not only the code, but the wiki also is an important part for the community.
Sure, completely. Yep. Assuming the pages are used and so on and so on, yeah. I think the translators are the thing that we sadly don't have in the credits page, and we need to work out how that works. Get something out of Poodle or whatever, I suppose.
Yes, we can get those data mostly from Poodle if they were directly in Poodle. That's possible.
It would be nice to get Sebastian to put it on the credits page so the translators also have credits there if people go from the help link.
I think they have credits on the commits from the files. Yes.
They're not committed by other people then? Or they're committed by pushed by other people but in their name, as it were?
Yes.
Yeah, normally, as far as I know, Antrush is committing with the name of the people who did
it. Okay, yes.
It's not 100% correct, but nearly,
right.
At least.
Most of it.
Great.
Anything else in this item?
No.
Okay. Just for the record, I like the idea, Olivier. That's definitely a good one to enhance the credits page and also reflect membership there. So what I wanted to do as next action item, number 5, is to briefly talk about upcoming events. It mostly concerns marketing, but a few notes can't harm. So the next one, obviously, is FOSDEM, which I consider pretty important, as we have our dev room with a lot of talks. And FOSDEM is specifically important for developers, which we hopefully will attract there. It's on, Michael, correct me if I'm wrong, February 5th and 6th in Brussels, as far as I know. And the next event after FOSDEM is CeBIT in Hanover in Germany. We are still, we being the German association, still in discussion with the trade show company. There have been changes, and it's usual weird stuff for trade shows, but CeBIT is very important, and we try to have a booth there. So this would be our first public appearance, at least in Germany, and I'd even say on a non-developer-centric event in Europe, where we would be rather large. So it's also something I'm looking forward to. Just as a note, so if anybody attends here, let us know. We might even manage some talks, and for sure we'll include the press. Then actually I have a call for help, if anybody can manage this. What the nice FOSDEM folks did not say is that we have to not only send in the program, as Michael thankfully drafted it in the wiki, but they want it hacked into their conference system. So
yes,
somebody,
did you send me the credentials for that, Florin?
Did I miss that? Oh,
did you send me the credentials?
Then maybe not, if you ask. Maybe not.
It would be good if you could check that.
Okay,
I'd have to answer it. I want to make a tweak or two before I do that as well. Shrink
then
any
I just forwarded them to you. It would be cool if you could take care of it. If you don't manage it, let me know. We have until the 25th, but if you can manage it, it would be great. So it will then go into the printed program and, yeah.
Brilliant.
Nice
Thank
layout
you.
And the like. The last thing regarding events... Sorry?
Am I correct? Michael will take care about this.
Yes, that's
program.
Correct, yes.
Okay.
Perfect. The last item for events that I have is I get a request from the organizers of the Linux Open Administration Days in Antwerp. They are interested in having a talk about deployment of OpenOffice.org, so more technical-related talk. I don't know if I can make it. It's, I think, April 16 and 17, so roughly 3 months left. Just as a note, if anybody is interested in going there or is living near Antwerp and can give a talk, give me a ping and let me know. I haven't replied to them yet, and there is still some time, I think, to hand in a paper. So mid of April, if anybody is interested. Do we have any other events? Anything else?
Well, I have one close after CBIT in Chemnitz, small event. We will be with three people there, at least three or four people. So, yeah, quite the usual work.
That's great.
And incidentally, people going to Potsdam without a hotel or without wanting to pay lots of money for a hotel should talk to Friedrich if they're willing to share rooms. Now we have several rooms that can be shared.
Okay, perfect. So yeah, maybe one event I'm trying, we discussed this yesterday in the marketing call, to organize a maybe small release party in Munich. I just started a poll today. We have a location where we could go. And Munich is important because they are large adopters of free software, so having a official release party over there would be nice. And yeah, if anybody else is interested in throwing a release party, it of course would be appreciated. Get in touch with local groups and be there to talk to and the like. So maybe we see a few more release parties in the next days, hopefully. So I think at least for the moment I'm done. The next item is by Andre concerning David's request about how and when we are willing to connect external services to official PDF domain names. So Andre.
Okay, so this was triggered by David's request. We've all seen it on the mailing list. As the topic is more general. So I would say my general rule would be if there is a part of the community requesting a tool and willing to work with a tool and someone is providing this tool, I see no reason to deny this. At least as long as we can make sure that the service will be provided even or for a longer term. Means for the case of David's request, I asked some other people, and yes, there are people from the documentation team willing to work with Alfresco. David is going to provide the service, and I'd say if more people get root access to the server and the service is somehow documented, so in case anything happens to David, I just want to make sure that the service and the data will not get lost. So if this is ensured, I see no reason to not use the domain name.
Okay. Would you like me to say something, or shall I wait until you're ready?
I don't know if...
Well, I support Andre's idea. This is Michael. I think it's great. Yeah. I mean, I share your concerns about continuity and backup, but beyond that, I think it's great.
Let me jump in as the guy with the infrastructure head. Basically, I see it similar. For David's request, there have been, for me, two things. As I'm not involved in the documentation, my question was just to avoid similar discussions as we had with the website, and I think everybody remembers. First, I wanted to make sure that actually this tool is being asked for, and in the meantime, David and Tom have confirmed that actually the documentation group is using or requesting this tool, so that's okay. And I see it similar like Andrea, as long as let's call it several standards are met, like documentation and some security measurements, I see no real issues in connecting the domain. And what I would propose is that I get in touch with David off-list to discuss the details, but basically I would agree.
Okay, fine. Well, just to, you know, to set your minds at rest, certainly Florian, Christian, you can have root access to the server so that you can run a security audit on it and see that everything's the way you'd like it to be.
That can be a permanent account. The server is backed up regularly, so I think there's every reasonable, you know, protection against the loss of data. And obviously, I'll always fully cooperate with the TDF if, for instance, you know, there were to be a handover or something like that. No problems there at all.
Perfect.
I think the idea of keeping the data at least centrally backed up is that, you know, I think that provides some reassurance of that, you know, in the pathological hit by a bus case.
Sure. Well, the server is backed up regularly every Thursday in any case. It's always possible to download a copy of the backup, and I can, you know, Florian and Christian can have full access to the service necessary to download the backup. I think we can definitely make sure that the data is protected and that, you know, TDF has full access to it.
Sounds good to me. Yeah. Just from my side, that I wanted to ensure a certain standard, so we. But again, I think we're on the same page when it comes to this. So.
Sure. Well, any requests, you know, you can log into the server. You've already got an admin account for the Alfresco backend. You can SSH into the server. You can check it out for yourself. Anything you'd like adjusted, added, removed, whatever, no problem.
That's perfect. I will ping you probably next week off list to just check the technical details. I don't think this belongs to the mailing list, but as a general rule, we can keep it that way, and I'm perfectly fine with it.
Okay, that's great. Super.
Sorry for the delay. It was just too busy.
No problem.
I didn't say anything, but I agree also. I did have the same concern as Andre, but it's okay.
And in any case, Sophie, I would contact you off list, because this is a tool that can be used by the documentation team, but this is also a tool that could be used by interested localization people. But I would suggest that I would contact with you and you know, just like liaise with you. But it can be open to localization as well if they're interested.
Okay.
Okay, you'll be getting a mail from me then.
Oh, I'm sorry to butt in. I just remembered something that we should mention from about FOSDEM. It looks like we're scraping around for money inside Novell, and it looks like we'll have 25, perhaps 30, perhaps 50 jumpers with LibreOffice artwork and so on them to give to people at FOSDEM. Because it's cold, we thought T-shirts are a bit passe, you know.
Excellent.
Cool.
We're still struggling with our a legend to put on the back, and we're just going to whack a big LibreOffice on the front, I guess, from Christoph's SVG. But,
just put a screen behind it.
What's that?
It's green. Just put it green.
It's green.
So just to get it, Michael, so you have some shirts, basically?
We are still scraping for money, but there's good hopes. I mean, we got some good quotes, and yeah, they're not T-shirts. They're kind of warmer things that people might actually wear.
Ah, okay. So that would be just great. I've had some contact with Thomas from the German team, but I didn't came through. Or there's still some open questions where to print them and whatever. So I'm terribly happy.
Oh, jolly good. Well, that's excellent. I mean, if there's money there, then obviously we can print more. But, you know, otherwise I think we're going to spend, you know, $800 on that or something. Seems. Well, that's only 30 sweatshirts. And thoughts about what to write on the back appreciated. Previously we had, you know, LibreOffice, freedom has never been so sweet, but our Czech friends don't understand it because it's not. It's an English pun, I guess. And our German friend,
do what you want.
Matthias Nagorny, appeared not to understand it either. So perhaps it only appeals to mad Englishmen.
This is a chance for me to push my favorite one. Do what you want.
Do what you want. Yeah.
No?
We'll see.
Maybe, huh?
Yeah, it seems like it gives permission for almost anything, doesn't it? I mean, yeah.
Or maybe just save the money, print some more, and save the bag.
Save the bag, you know? Yeah.
Oh, no, not as a question, but...
Yeah, it turns out that the price of the shirt is much larger than the price of the printing anyway, so, you know, maybe just put a...
Do what you want, it's really short, huh?
Anyhow, I'll shut up now.
Or maybe just do. Okay.
I think I came up with something else.
Shut up.
Yeah, just wanted to say don't fork this into a marketing meeting.
Fair enough.
So, I think we're done with the external services question. So the next one is actually for you, Charles, an update on the trademark policy and the logo usage guidelines.
Okay, so everything is going all right. In general, with respect to the trademark policy, I have circulated the policy draft, to the FTF. And so far, I got some feedback, not a lot of feedback, I assume, but that's something that we had already felt, that our policy is essentially being quite standard. So obviously, Michael also had some additional feedback, and, we're obviously discussing this right now on the steering discuss list. But no, I didn't have any big shouts from any lawyer that I could have contacted yet. So I think unless there's something really bad, we could have something ready by next week, even early next week.
Sure.
I mentioned, though, the logo right aside the trademark policy. And that is more of a problem that I'm raising. It's completely related to the trademark policy itself. But it's not so much a matter of having different logos. I think we do have, below the LibreOffice mention, we have the Document Foundation written on it. I am concerned, but maybe I'm just being paranoid, I am concerned that circulating that logo with the words Document Foundation is going to essentially convey the notion that we stand behind everything and every possible use. Hence my comments about, the distribution aspects of things. So is this something that, my question is twofold. One, can we have a logo exactly the same, but without the mention, the Document Foundation? And two, is there any specific guidelines we might want to have with respect to the logo with the Document Foundation written on it?
That's a good point.
Very good question, yeah.
Indeed, yeah. I'm no expert, but it might make sense, maybe not from a legal standpoint, but at least for marking the source of the products or the services sold. So indeed, it might make sense, and as a very very basic or very easy rule, I'd say that if something is by the Document Foundation, meaning our original build and the like, can bear the TDF. At the moment it's just the tagline. And if there is just as a guess, for example, some other company provides some T-shirts, they can use the logo without the tagline. And if they make their own builds, maybe also without the tagline, because I think that most people recognize the document symbol and the LibreOffice logo and maybe even wouldn't recognize that the tagline is missing. So this detail wouldn't harm anyone, I think.
Right.
It's indeed a good point, yes. Mm. Never thought about that.
I mean, it's just...
So that would be the same as Debian, in fact.
Sorry?
That would be the same as Debian with an official logo It's not open source. And a plus, an open logo that everybody can modify and use.
Yeah, indeed. And our free or free-to-use logo would even be much more close to the official logo than the Debian variant.
Okay.
Yeah, because we would simply just take the document foundation out of the equation.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, sounds sensible to me, indeed.
I don't know that we need to legislate that in the document just now. I mean, having something is better than nothing, so that's going to require work.
I think it depends which art will be provided with the document. I think that in the end it will be a website where we have the license agreement, so to say, and the logos to download. If we only offer the logos without the Document Foundation tagline, it's clear
sure,
that
sure.
the license only belongs to those downloads.
Yeah.
Might make sense, yeah. I like that.
Okay.
And then later when we have maybe a separate logo for the Document Foundation itself, it's even more distinctive, but yeah. Sounds good. Definitely.
Okay, do we want to define a task to provide such a logo already, or when shall we work on this, and who?
I do it as soon as possible, because we want to issue the trademark policy or the image policy very soonish, so might make sense.
Okay, Christoph still around? No.
He left 5 seconds ago.
But because I'm a good guy, I try to mute the microphone usually.
Ah, okay. So can you at least trigger the process of creating such a logo without the Document Foundation?
Without the Document Foundation tagline, I hope. So just to get it, so this is about the LibreOffice logo without the Document Foundation tagline, but basically just the question, we've never really decided whether the document icon is part of the Document Foundation or document or the LibreOffice.
Good question.
Yeah.
And just to bring in, I don't know who had mentioned that, but I also saw that Debian has an official logo and a non-official logo, and usually the official logo is not known at all. So
yeah, that's correct.
I would, just for the sake of marketing, not go without the document symbol at the moment. To my understanding, it makes more sense to attach the document symbol to the foundation itself, because it just somehow makes sense. We call ourselves the Document Foundation. But I think that this icon is... it's a tough question. I try to imagine products with only the LibreOffice text without logo and without tagline.
Yes, I think it also ties into the file type icons, for example. You know, are we going to...
So what I would like to mention here is that we, with the process of the community branding, which will be kicked off in the future, I personally think that we will attach the document symbol to the Document Foundation, and that we will come up with something different for LibreOffice. This is just my gut feeling from the proposals we've already got. Next thing is that it's pretty hard to scale the document symbol so that it fits to the LibreOffice text. So from the visual point of view, it might. Sorry, here somebody wants to call me, so there might be some interruptions. It's just difficult to have something with PDF logo, a document symbol logo, and the LibreOffice text, which it might not look that beautiful, but basically I can ask somebody to come up with something, then we might decide. Having only the LibreOffice logo, I saw that some of the press releases or the articles I've read already cut off the document logo and the Document Foundation tagline, and basically they went with LibreOffice Free.
Mm-hmm. Christoph, I tend to agree. I think it makes sense to make it right from the beginning and say that to tag products or services or whatever that comes officially from the Document Foundation, we have the tagline and the document symbol. So the LibreOffice logo with those two elements added would be subject to be non-free to some extent, and free use logo for third parties at the moment should only be the LibreOffice text, and if we later on have a different logo for it, of course, or different symbol for it, this can be added. That would be my take at the moment.
There's one additional chance maybe to solve that, but basically, I didn't follow this discussion that closely. I'm very sorry about that. Is there any idea to add some further information like LibreOffice supporter or LibreOffice premium distributor or something like that? Because this is some kind of an additional tagline.
I think, Italo speaking, I think that we have to think about having a kind of ecosystem logo that I wouldn't get into such details as distributor, partner, supporter, but kind of a general logo that shows that you are, in a way, recognized by the Document Foundation, but you are not part of the Document Foundation.
Okay.
In a way, you are associated.
Okay, so my proposal, that's a very good thing. Thank you. My proposal would be, let's bring this to the design list, then I'd ask the people to provide a draft for a LibreOffice logo without all this stuff around. And maybe we can ask the people to brainstorm a bit how to bring in this LibreOffice community thing. Maybe it's as simple as having LibreOffice, then a stroke, and then community or something like that. And this could be presented to the steering committee, and maybe you can decide and to what to go for.
Yeah. No, I think it's. I mean, it's. There is not a specific way of doing it. I think to have something which is similar in a sense, but of course different in many others from the what they are called the channel programs of software vendors. We cannot have the same kind of program, but it should be easy to understand that you can do business with the Document Foundation, and if you do business and you are recognized, you get an advantage.
Italo, I agree that we might need something like this, but I don't see that we do need it exactly now. So what we currently need is a pure LibreOffice logo. So let's, as Christoph suggested, let the design team work on this pure, maybe pre-logo, and, well, the rest can come later.
So the new logo, however, will not be due for 3.3 anything. Let's face it.
Yeah.
I mean, 3.3.1 gets the new document icons, which are all based on the now-to-be Document Foundation icon built into LibreOffice. So, I don't know. I think this is a 3.4 or 3.5 problem. So should we cut short the discussion and move on?
Yep.
I think that after summer might be a nice time to think about this. So in probably 6-8 months.
Okay, yeah. when it's so late.
Hello, summer. It's summer for me.
Maybe I missed the track.
It's Summer for Sophie. She's in Madagascar. So you can have the discussion in advance, Sophie. You know, make up your mind, and then we can go later.
So, anything else to this item?
I lost track. So we go for the design team, or we wait?
No, I think that we can go, and then we see what happens, and then we decide.
Okay.
Okay, but it's not urgent. That means we do not need to design next week or something like this.
No.
Okay.
Okay, so what I would propose right now, given it's already quite late and I don't see any real urgent items on the agenda, if there is something you would like to have raised this week already, say it now. Otherwise, I would propose to soon call it just a day. And we can all enjoy the weekend a bit. For me, the third TDF phone conference in a week. So anything else you would like to have mentioned today?
Well, just for the last item, review TDF work items. I just had a brief look at the list, and some items are already fixed, and some need reprioritizing. I would like to work on some topics at the weekend, but just for a review.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would say let's call it a day. I think we made quite a good progress, and then just talk about the DR items next week then.
Okay.
So then, yeah, thanks for joining, and
okay.
Have a nice weekend.
Bye, guys.
And hope to hear you next week.
Thanks.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
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 Enjoy.